Nadette, and I have no regrets. Why should she have had it all? What was her suffering compared to mine? My brother gave her the world, but it was my world too, and I lied, cheated, and murdered to get it back. Yet all the time my enemy, my invincible enemy, was not Elizabeth nor Alexander, but the love they shared. Why was their love so indestructible? I rest my head against the wall. There is nothing to see here, only darkness, but my nostrils flare at the cloying stench of my surroundings. Among the few, almost indistinguishable sounds, I can hear myself laughing, laughing and laughing. The bitter irony of it is, if anyone could answer me that last question, then here, at the end, they would hand me the key to life itself. As it is they who hold the key, Elizabeth and Alexander. Elizabeth. Chapter 1.
A schoolboy? You're telling me you're in love with a schoolboy?
Already wishing I hadn't said anything, I met Janice's incredulous gaze. I didn't say I was in love with him, I only said...
Yes, I know what you said.
You said you can't stop thinking about him. And the way you've been moping around here, well, I can't believe how dense I've been.
But a schoolboy, Elizabeth,
do you know what you're doing? Do you realise what it means? I'm not doing anything, and it means you're getting everything out of proportion as usual. You've been stuck down there at that school for too long. It's turned your mind. Christ, I could understand if it were one of the masters, but a boy. If you saw him, you wouldn't call him a boy. Well, how old is he? 15? 16? Nearly 17? And you're 21. And this is 1964. And you're probably one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. You've got to get away from that place, Elizabeth. And fast. Junior matron at a boys' public school, I ask you. I never understood why you went there in the first place. So what's happened between the two of you? You haven't?
Of course not.
We danced together at the end of term, that's all.
Danced? I can hardly get a word out of you because you danced with a schoolboy.
There really is something wrong with you, Elizabeth Sorrell. I'm going to have to find you a man, and fast. Janice liked her and fasts, but just at that moment they irritated me. I'd come to spend the summer holidays with her, in the bedsit we used to share in Putney when, like her, I'd been a nurse at the Medford Clinic. But I'd only been there a few months when a vacancy had come up for a junior matron at Foxton Boys' School, down in the West Country. I'd lied about my age, collected my references from Mrs. Carey at the Medford, and gone. I'm not quite sure why I did it, except it seemed like a challenge, and I'd never really felt at home in London. That was 6 months ago.
I take it you do want to find a man?
Janice said, when she realised I wasn't going to say anything.
You don't have to say it like that. And as a matter of fact, I don't.
Elizabeth, think about it. This relationship can't go anywhere, and you'll land yourself in a whole heap of trouble.
Stop moralising. I danced with him, that's all. And I like him. He's...
Spare me. You're going to tell me he's tall, dark and handsome and he's got a winning smile.
As a matter of fact, he is tall, dark and handsome.
And as for his smile, one of his teeth is crooked. What I was going to say was that he's made me feel as if I belong at the school. Not easy in a place like that. I have a lot of fun there now, more than I ever did flitting round pubs in the King's Road. I'm happy, Janice. I feel as if I belong there, as if I have a place there. And it's all down to him.
Down to him?
She looked at me, and I could feel one of her and fasts coming.
Don't you realise the effect you have on people, Elizabeth?
No, you don't, do you? You never did. Look at yourself. You're all the things the rest of us dream about. Sensuous, long-legged, voluptuous. You've only got to move and something happens to a man. Jesus, there are things about you.
Janice.
Like the way you make someone feel they're the most special person alive. What's the name of that?